show to do, you know? One time for your mom.
Let's go to sleep in Paris. Wake up in Tokyo. Have a dream in New Orleans. Fall in love in Chicago.
Oh, shit, you sounded so excited.
Because I know people are watching out there. I told everybody.
All right, well, we'll make sure the volume's down.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, your mom.
Hi, Derek.
Your mom messaged me earlier.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, see? There we go. You know what, though? I'm going to give myself a shout out. I'm going to give myself a shout out and the simple fact that these lights are new. These are a new addition. And this is the first time anyone's seen me on this side of the... God, my arms look like that. This is the first time anyone's seen me on this side of the table during a podcast because I usually have my chair here, but I'm under reconstruction. New things that have come. It's what life is about.
Yay.
Everybody, welcome back. New listeners, thank you, Liz. Thank you for bringing your listeners. Everybody, this is Liz. Liz, say hi.
Hi. We're friends from high school. Are you going
to
introduce me?
Yeah, me and Liz. So actually, when we went to prom in high school, I took my pictures at her house. I was fly, fresh to death, dressed to impress. I was in all white, and I had on a yellow tie and stuff like that.
I don't remember who you went with.
I went with Liz Clayton. She lived in Rhonda. She looked like, I don't forget who she looked like. I knew who she looked like, but I forget. But anywho, I was also going to say, that year in high school, I don't know if you remember this, that's when I had a pimp glass during the Varani suit models. Yes, I had a pimp glass. And I got in trouble for it because I'll never forget the principal say, remove your goblet. And I was like, what the hell is a goblet? And I just kept walking. Well, they told me I was going to have two girls on my arm as like one of the Varani model suits. So I went to Spencer's and got a pimp glass. Like I was a creative boy at 16, you know what I mean? 16, 17, you know, I got it popping straight from the streets early on. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
I don't know how going from whiskey. Ew, this glass is dirty as shit. All right. Anywho, Liz. So I gave Liz a lot of the duties today. I gave her executive duty jobs.
Oh, my mom still has all the prom photos. Nice.
She does? She still has all the photos?
Oh, hey, Lexi.
Yo, Lexi. Hi.
Hey, David.
Thanks for turning in. Oh, hey, David. Hey.
Oh, look, Holly. All my friends are here. Yay.
Oh, hey, Angel. Thank you. So, there's two ways. See, she's straight to the point. Okay. All right, welcome to the Jordan Rules Podcast. She came up with two different ideas. So, the one way we're going to go first is technology. And I wrote this down, but I wrote it down in a different way. So the ideas you came up with when I originally, like, thought of this, I thought of this, like, a while ago, but I thought of it not as, like, making people lazy. I just thought it was, like, taking jobs. I think in the future it's going to take jobs. Yo, Steve! It's going to take jobs away from people.
Absolutely.
It's going to take jobs away from people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I feel like technology is like replacing jobs for like a lot of people.
Correct.
But in the same time, Amazon, it's a lot of hoodie mellow. That's right. Dropping buckets out here. It's like having like...
making us lazy. We're just sitting in our house all day long.
No,
we don't gotta go anywhere.
No, but like it's creating Amazon jobs for people.
True.
And Amazon pays well.
But eventually drones will do all the delivery.
Hell no. I'm not letting the drone deliver to my house.
That might be next.
Someone might try to steal it. Someone might break it. People are stupid.
All right. Well, let's talk about the recent inventions.
All right. Well, recent inventions.
What's,
name them
what's
off
been brilliant? What's making us lazy?
I'll tell you what's not been brilliant. TCL TVs. Fucking TV technology nowadays.
What's TCL?
That's the company. My TV out there is a TCL, right? And it's a newer technology company, and the TV broke in 2 years. It's a 50-inch TV. Brand name TVs that are good. The thing is, you know what's sad about this?
Let's just keep it as a public service announcement. No TCL TVs. Do not
well,
buy.
This is not recommended. This is the problem. The problem is it costs more nowadays to fix a TV than it is to buy a new 50-inch TV.
Right. That's probably with anything, right? Like a phone too? Laptop? Why is that?
Phones you can replace, and they'll send you, if you have a thing with your company, they'll send you like a refurbished phone, $200, bam. Because phone, you know how much a phone is? My phone's up there recording. That shit's $1,300. Yeah.
Okay,
it's ridiculous.
We derailed. Let's reel it in.
I mean, listen, that's all part of technology. Like, is technology worth the price that it is if it goes wrong? Is a new iPhone worth $1,300 mm-hmm. if it breaks? Let's be realistic.
Especially because they're making them, you know, break on you.
Yep.
And be outdated. So you have to buy
all these updates on your phone slows it down.
Okay. I was thinking about the newest invention that's come out, Amazon Key, which is the, what did she say?
She said,
paintings on the wall.
How they now make TVs look like they're paintings on the wall. I mean, it's true. It's crazy.
Mom said Amazon is evil.
See, TVs is part of technology. Because like people, Amazon has it all. That's the next TV I'm buying. I saw an Amazon 60-inch TV, 65-inch. It's like $450. I'm buying that one.
Yes.
But like they have that shit now in like a tablet version. They got like the little Echo Dots. I mean,
it's much.
You think it's too much? You think it's negative in the sense of like technology for? I mean, listen, this is not the sound.
I can't speak on it. I don't have enough knowledge. I don't own any of those devices.
I don't want to sound disrespectful, but like,
and I barely use Amazon, so I still appreciate going into stores. So that's where I'm at. I'm so old school.
I mean, Amazon. But the thing is it for me? Amazon's convenient, but I can see how like other people lazy because like I get everything delivered, so I don't have to go to the store. I'd rather go do.
But that's the purpose of these inventions of technology, to make things more convenient, easy for us.
Yeah.
But the backfire is that it's making us lazier. So we don't literally have to get up from our couch ever again. That's the problem.
Some people, I feel like, use their time to use it other ways, like the right
way. Hopefully, yeah.
What percentage of people do you think it's making lazy?
In America?
Yeah, in America.
You think we're maybe at least 35% now?
Damn, laziness? Over.
Yeah. But then you have, the financial discussion of, well, they really can't do, they can't pay for the convenience. So thankfully, they're forced to still have to do it other ways. But that's a whole other discussion. Let's not get into that. So Amazon Key is now letting Amazon... have access. What do you think?
They're always listening.
Yes, David. They're definitely always listening. Amazon Key can let you have access to your garage. So you can deliver. Now they can deliver right inside your garage instead of at the front door, which is obviously their answer to people stealing packages from your doorstep. So I understand probably what their game was for that. However, now you don't even have to, a human being now doesn't even have to walk outside into the beautiful sunshine and get vitamin D. They can just walk into the garage. There's their delivery. There's their groceries. Walking back inside.
But listen, for someone who doesn't watch the news, that's not working for me because I hear enough about the news. Someone from Amazon is crazy. Someone is going to be breaking in your garage and stealing your shit.
Yes.
So no, that's a no for me. But I mean, I can understand you don't want your neighbors to do it, at least if someone from Amazon did it. But then again, someone from Amazon, they can say their name is, Andre LeBron. And their name could actually be something else. And they could just be a whole made-up-ass person.
Yes. Yes. No, right.
And they can get away with, stealing shit. Because there's so many catfishers out here nowadays.
Of
people who are scammers are professionals, to a new level.
It's like the new job.
I could dress up as someone dropping off an Amazon truck. And just, if an Amazon truck is nearby someone's house.
Right.
And I could just follow that truck and just roll in people's garages, acting like they got a delivery. And then just be someone completely different.
Exactly.
I mean, I know I'm giving people ideas out there, you know what I mean? I don't want anyone to go out there. Hove did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that, you know what I mean? But
I think what would be next would be, yes, drones would probably be taking... They've already said that.
But the thing is, how far can a drone go? Where the fuck...
They'll figure it out.
Is there going to be an Amazon warehouse on, every corner?
They'll figure it out.
And if there is one on every corner, just more jobs.
Yeah. To a point, yes, but still, the projection we're going in is AI taking over all jobs. What's left is thinking.
No,
jobs
you know
only.
What? Not the side, not the. Listen, this is gross. This is really gross.
Oh.
I was going to Trader Joe's earlier, and they told me, I forget what I heard, but they made up an artificial rapper. They said, an AI rapper, and I'm talking about an actual, artificial, not
like
real.
A music artist rapper, you mean?
A robot rapper.
So they're going to try to take away singing now from human beings.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I heard this on Power 99 today. Robo.
Hey, Candace.
They said they're going to have a robo rapper.
See, look, David said they've got Amazon helicopters already.
I mean, yes. I said this one time on a podcast. Last time I drank whiskey, I literally was like, listen, there's probably people outside Googling, and then they're probably looking up Google to find me while they're Googling, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah,
listen.
So that's what I do to counteract as much as I can. I still go to the stores. I don't really shop from Amazon. I can if I want to, but I don't. I like to go in the stores. I like to see everything.
The old school vibe.
Yeah, feel the things, look at them, see how they feel, the textures, pick it up myself, see all the options.
But you know what, though?
See the competition in front of me.
Now I'm really thinking about this, and I guess, if I get bored, I go do Instacart orders. I'll make, $30 or $40, and they're easy. And the thing is, I agree with you, I could never use Instacart because I know some of the people that do Instacart. They don't give a fuck about what they're picking you up.
Yeah.
They'll get you the fucking spotted bananas. I actually grocery shop like I'm shopping for myself. I'm not just trying to rush and get out. I am trying to rush and get out, but I'm not going to... grab the fucking green cheese right. if there's like a slime piece on it. Like, I'm not going to grab the nasty right. looking box. Like, I'm going to grab the good looking box.
There you go, right?
But some people in Russia are like, fuck this person. And just, of course. I mean, some people are like that, though.
Right. There are some people. And you don't, those jobs are great. I'm glad we have them. But you don't want that to be the future, right? We don't want people to still... We still want people to do other kinds of jobs out there that use their actual mind and be creative and not yeah. just have to drive around a car and pick stuff up. That's making us lazier in a sense anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. I mean, we could talk about Bezos and the...
I mean, honestly, things got lazy when they made the automobile. We should just bike everywhere.
We should. Be healthy, people.
I knew you were going to say
bicycle.
That.
Bicycle.
What about, those full Amazon grocery stores with no humans
yikes.
Working?
Candace, yikes. Yeah, that's terrifying. Oh, hey, Tony. Look, everybody's here. Okay, let's move on.
I'm moving on.
All
right,
I think we're all in agreement that Amazon is a lot and too much. We appreciate what it is, but it's going to continue to go in this direction. And it's not, doesn't seem good as far as making us
I think people should go clothes shopping. Clothes shopping, you should do... It's like 50-50. Like, I feel like people should go out shopping for clothes
right.
or whatever.
But the generation below us, they want the convenience, right? They want it, the ease. So just order online, click a button, it's here. Arrive.
You know what, though?
That's what we want.
I'm involved. I'm like involved with like a lot of people on a regular basis. I know a lot of people who still go out to stores and shit.
Me, yes, me.
Like, all
that's
right.
Good. Let's
like,
keep
for
doing
instance,
that, people. Keep going to the stores.
Mia that I work with, Mia, a couple times I'll FaceTime. I'm like, yo, what you doing? Oh, I'm at Home Goods. Like, I got to buy
yes.
these new pillows for my bed. You know what I mean? Like,
shout
I can't lie.
Guys.
I Amazon my shit. But that wasn't me. But at the same time.
Oh. Mom's recommending Sebastian Maniscalco. He does a great stand-up, apparently, on self-checkout at grocery stores. Shout out.
There's different reasons though why people like shop and don't shop. Like, I can't lie, the only reason why this is going to sound fucked up, the only reason why I like to go to like Target and like grocery shopping and shit like that, there's a lot of good quality in the store. You know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean quality?
There's a lot of good looking women that are shopping in the store.
Yes, another great point. Right, human interaction. Right.
Yes.
If we're just ordering from a website, there's no human interaction anymore. It's also taking away our face-to-face.
I mean, it's the models, but then that leads to other things, and no one wants to do
no.
that. That's not the organic.
But you're just
of...
talking about basic interaction.
Yeah.
We cannot get away from that. We cannot lose that. We need to be social. So technology is slowly taking away our human interactions, our face-to-face stuff. We need people, you know, our generations below us, to be able to read faces, right, and not try to read people through the tones that's on texting, which is non-existent, which we can segue maybe into like other inventions. Like, what about the Apple Watch? Is that brilliant?
The Apple Watch
is
brilliant. And you know why I think about this? The Apple Watch is brilliant in the simple fact that people, Apple Watch, Fitbit, any of that bullshit, because people are like, oh, I didn't get my steps today. They got to hit their steps. They got to hit the 10,000 steps.
That's
without
good.
Their watch, they don't know. They don't give a fuck.
Yes, true.
But if they see it like, oh my God, I'm only at 7,000. And they'll go out for a walk.
All the motivation, right.
Come on, Buster. Let's go for a walk. Buster's going for a walk around this nice-ass
Yay.
Neighborhood up and down until they hit 10,000.
Yes.
Because they'll
yes.
go out for, like, come on, it's so nice out. They'll hit 12,000, actually. They might even go above
true.
Because they realize, this is great. The sun is wonderful. You
yes.
know what I mean? Soaking up the sun.
I agree. I don't think that invention is making people lazy. I think it did help with convenience of things that's right here. But
yeah.
Yes, it probably added a lot more motivation with having that Fitbit right at your literal wrist. But I do not want it to go further than that. It went from in front of your face on a laptop to in your hand on a phone to on your wrist. It
Listen,
can stop there. That's it.
Apple.
It can just stop.
Apple. But you know what, though? I can't lie. As a DJ, Apple has made my weddings easier once I learned more about my equipment. And well, for instance, like, no, I'm not giving away my cheats. I'm not giving away. But technology has made jobs easier and less stressful. But it depends on who you are. Like, for me, I use my time. Jenna, I use my time.
This is where I was going. Thank you, David. That's exactly where I was going. We do not need it to go into your skin after it's on your
Oh, well, hell no.
Right. That's what I was implying. Like,
ain't nothing going inside of me. I
right.
am a boy, Damien.
That's where they're headed, right? They're getting it closer and closer to your body, to your actual physical body. Now that it's, where else are they going to go besides on your wrist? They're going to go inside. That's the direction that we have to be aware of.
I'm getting sick.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want nothing inside of me.
Oh, look. We're living in a Black Mirror episode. Exactly, Juliet. That's my brother's girlfriend. Shout out. Exactly. let's just do a quick recommendation. If you've never seen Black Mirror, highly recommend it. If you enjoy futuristic, creepy, imaginatory.
Does it come on Netflix?
Yes, it's on Netflix. Do not watch the first episode of the first season. Please skip that. Nobody warned me. I'm warning you. But everything else is great. It's creepy. It probably could happen in our life one day. It might freak you out. But at least you're aware now and you opened your mind to what the possibilities could come. So, have you ever seen Black Mirror?
No. I'm about to watch it, though. I mean, I got a lot of free time.
I recommend.
After this podcast, it's probably bedtime because I'm going to eat some food and then probably...
I said Tony already. Hey, Tony. Shout out.
Shout out.
But not to LCC because fuck LCC.
You know what, OPP? But anywho,
Okay, next invention.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you. What inventions are you scared about them making in the future that were really...
I just said implant.
No, I know, but think about it. Like, there has to be something, because you know there's a lot of inventions that people think of, why don't they have this yet? But
flying cars?
I don't even know how I feel about cars.
I mean, I would love
parking.
To live in Star Wars. That would be awesome.
I mean, I want to live in the Jetsons time period. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yes.
I mean, that's coming up. 2062. Yes. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime.
I don't think I'm scared. I think that'd be exciting, but we're heading there. We for sure are.
You know what's actually really scary? The advances in science and food and nutrition and health and science and medicine. The prime example, I'll use sports as this. Michael Jordan, when he played in the NBA, he took a couple breaks and he played X amount of seasons. Even Kobe Bryant played X amount of seasons. But at a certain wall, you can tell when things decrease. LeBron is still doing the same dunk that he did day one and year 20.
So why is that?
Science, technology advances, and nutrition and diet. Look at Tom Brady. That motherfucker shouldn't be playing football no more like this. This motherfucker just won a Super Bowl last year.
So you think it's... strictly
it's
about
sometimes it's a little scary because
the advancements in science and how they can
people
help heal the body, help heal your injuries,
help with the body, but also
help you train
there's some kids nowadays that are I don't know, 15 years old and they're 6'3", 250, and I'm I am a boy, but you are the boy. You know what I mean? There's kids that are even working sometimes I'll never forget. There were some girls that used to work at PJs, and some of the folks, you know how these dudes come in there, they're like, ooh, that girl's name, and I'm like, back up, mind your business. That's it, just mind your business. You know what I mean? Because it's just they shouldn't be looking at them like that. These girls are man young. And that's how that's sometimes the advantages of science. Some of the younger generation, you can't tell. Our age, you could tell that our age even still looks younger than we do. There are some people that we graduate with, they look terrible.
Mm.
But I feel
But isn't that just how you treat your own body?
I don't know. I feel this is it's the advances in because I feel put it this way. Look at all the fucking restaurants that we grew up loving to go to. Anyone that had a microwave to cook their food, that shit is gone.
Mm.
No one wants that shit no more. It's
right.
All fucking organic
right.
And all vegan
right.
And all, you know
right.
What I mean?
True. Okay, so food has become more... nutritious,
but
right?
people are actually
and
taking care of their
it.
Bodies and more
yes.
Aware of stuff for their bodies. For instance,
because we've learned, people are making it aware of the things not to do. Don't smoke. Don't drink all the time. This is things to eat better. Make sure you exercise. We're being more aware of that because of.
But there's also it's also science too. I don't know. I go to Restore.
Science.
I go to the Restore. Go to my Freeze Tank. You know what I mean? They weren't doing that shit back in the day.
Freeze Tank. Ooh yeah.
They were doing the ice bath. I could never take an ice bath. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
I could never. I mean,
you could last who can last 1 minute in that?
I know. I know. One thing you said before in your notes was the on the car, the advances on the car. I was about to say, I don't know how people can have a car park. I don't understand how that works.
Oh, that parallel parks for you, right?
Yeah.
That's lazy.
That is lazy.
So is backup cameras. Those are lazy.
No, backup cameras are nice.
Those are lazy.
They're convenient.
No.
They're convenient.
Because you're just relying on whatever you think you see. You're not actually turning around to see the whole thing behind you.
I mean, you can see enough.
Enough is not good enough. Enough could be a car accident.
Not out here when I'm parking. Not when I'm parking. I don't need it when I'm driving. I just need it when I'm parking sometimes.
A backup camera?
Yeah, because it's convenient. For instance, I know how to park. I can park with my eyes closed. I could pull down the block and come back with my eyes closed, blindfolded,
yes,
and park.
Yes, because you're a good driver, but the rest of the world is not.
Well,
so you can never trust another car.
It's just, for me, it's convenient because if this is the back of the parking space, I don't want my bumper over it. So now I can see,
okay.
And then that's how.
I see.
Maybe that's how I use it. That's how I only use my backup camera.
Oh, geez, David.
If I have to parallel park anywhere, I'm not going. Some people are like that. Backup cameras are right behind.
Tony, you're crazy. Oh my God. All right, let's keep going.
Well,
we have a little bit left to say on this topic.
Why? What else you got to say about technology on this topic?
My other thought was, Alexa.
Okay. Alexa, for me...
But I think that's brilliant. That's not lazy.
No, it's brilliant. Listen, when I'm in here looking up trivia questions, making up my trivia questions, if something seems sketchy...
You talk to her and ask her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
I won't say her name right now because...
Oh, is she here?
She has a mind
listening.
Of her own.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
See, that's creepy.
That is creepy.
Bit.
You know what's funny? So I'm going to shout out Restore for this. What time is this in the podcast? This is probably like...
9:53.
So this is like 23 minutes in. Actually, on here to be 31 minutes in. I'll never forget the girls... At Restore.
What's Restore?
That's where I go do cryotherapy, red
okay.
light compression.
Shout out
Restore. Shout out Steve. Steve's listening. But like M and Aaron, like they talk to the Alexa and they're like, Alexa doesn't listen to females. She only listens to males.
That's so true.
I knew you were
My brother was over. We were playing games and he was making her fart and I kept trying to tell her to stop, but she would not listen to me.
Hey,
dang.
Alexa does have that little
Alexa's
tease.
Rude.
Alexa does have that little tease voice. She's like, tell me what you think about me. How did this sound? Was this correct information? Is this what you like?
Well, sex sells, Jordan. Duh.
I mean, yeah, Alexa's selling me. Like, I don't want to be in here. Like, isn't there a movie about a guy falling in love with a robot?
Oh, yes. What is that? Ooh. I think that's definitely a Black Mirror episode, too. Just
really?
Forewarning. Yeah.
No, I can't be in love with a robot. That actually, that's fuck it. We're dropping it.
People do that stuff all the time. They marry like their like blow up doll. They marry their car. People are doing weird stuff like that.
What?
Yes, Jordan.
Stop playing with
yes,
me, dog.
Yes, Jordan. It's happening. It's
her.
Far.
That is the name of the movie. Her.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not marrying my car a blow up dog.
People are doing that.
No,
because,
that's weird.
Why? Because they're losing human interaction. They don't understand how to do it. They get fearful of it and they run away and they just find
a
some
doll?
Inanimate object. I know. We need to focus on keeping people together. We as human beings are sociable creatures. We need to be social. I'm hell-bent on this. I do not want us to lose.
No, I know. I'm in the same boat
people.
As you.
But it's happening.
Everything that I do involves
oh,
being
for
around
sure.
people.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, tonight was beat. I mean, it happens. You have your beat nights, but at the same time, all the great performers, you got to go out and perform like it's a sellout concert every single night.
Absolutely.
Even though I'm just doing bingo at Marchwood Tavern, I still have to go out there and act like there's fucking 75 people there, whether it's only 8 people playing bingo.
Because you know how to do that, right?
Exactly. You
listen to the whole room.
Listen. People pay for me. They pay for me, my personality. I'm not going to be a deadbeat personality because it's dead. I'm
right.
still going to be me. I'm still going to go out there. I'm still going to be like,
069.
I'm still going to go out there and be like that. You know what I mean? I'm still going to do
Bingo.
My thing. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, Alexa does have a nice ass voice. But as you were talking about, I'm just going to go right for it.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to throw that one. We got all the technologies out there.
Okay.
You said the Alexa Watch earlier.
No, Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. Okay. Yeah. Well,
that's brilliant. Not
yeah.
lazy, but it's making things more convenient, but it needs to just stop there.
I think a lot of technology. I'm nervous for what comes up in the future because
yes.
there is going to be something that's groundbreaking.
Yes.
And I can't lie. This is going to be my last advice. This is going to be the rule for today. I haven't done a rule in a long time.
Okay.
If there is a great invention out there that you know in your mind is great, be a smart man and buy it on the stock market. While it is low, because there's going to be an invention like, damn, that sounds like an amazing idea. People are going to grasp to this. It's going to be something in the car or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of...
My mom said you have passion. That's right, Mom. He has passion, right?
That's right.
And perseverance.
That's
He's
right.
And grit.
That's right.
My mom and I were talking about having grit earlier.
Grit. What's
so
it?
You can be 6'4" and great, but if you don't have grit, if you don't have the mentality to keep moving forward...
Oh, yeah.
Move with your struggles, you're not going to make
you
it
gotta
as a
move
basketball
forward.
Player.
You got to move
right?
forward. Listen... Yeah.
All right, listen.
I know. I
have
got
a piece of advice, too, I can leave them with.
What's that?
All this technology talk. So focusing on maybe having jobs that are using your brain, because AI doesn't have brains, truly. They can't think creatively like us. So if you want to stay in the game in the long run, we don't want technology to take over all of our jobs. We want to stay being able to work, try to continue to make sure that we have thinking jobs.
That's why I have a lot of confidence in myself, because I'm the last of a dying breed.
There you go, right? Nobody can train people, work them out, right? Like a robot can't do that, hopefully. Hopefully just a human can still do that.
I mean, people can't go out and you can't have another social... Like, I can't lie. Like, this is going to be, I swear to God, this is the last thing I want to say about it, because she made me think about this. When I'm in Giant and that fucking Marty guy comes up to me, that fucking robot, and it's just in the way.
I hate that.
Like, that's why you can't, how could someone marry that shit?
It's so weird. I don't know why they have that.
And it's just like, are you laying in bed with the robot? Like, what's up?
That's lazy. That's a lazy invention. It cleans up the messes, right? That's a lazy invention.
No, that's another invention we missed.
Oh, God.
The fucking vacuum that goes around the house. No, that shit's
The Roomba.
I wish I had one. That's amazing. At least your house is clean.
Lazy.
No. You have to, technically, you should vacuum your house like every 3 days.
Especially if you have animals.
I mean, I don't vacuum my house.
Actually, I shed. Neither do I. But I do on the weekends. I shed more than my dogs do, but that's regardless. Anyway, let's move on. Yes, right. Let's wrap it up.
So, thank you guys for listening.
We're going to move on to the next topic.
But the other thing that you said was...
I want to review...
You got a Roomba?
Yes, I do.
What?
Damn, David. Call me out.
Thank you for that.
I use it, yes. But I still have to vacuum because it doesn't pick everything up. Anyway... Hang on. I want to talk about the love languages.
Love languages. Okay. That's why I don't understand how people could be out here married to plastic dolls and robots and cars and 76ers glasses. I don't get that shit. That's the makers talking, but go ahead.
Because they lost their confidence how to talk to people, I guess, maybe, and how to be around people, and they just don't care anymore. I guess they just gave up.
So what are they doing? Going to the dollar store and buying a blow-up doll?
Who knows? We don't understand it. Let's not try to.
Is it like their pool toy?
We're probably never going to
understand. All right, I'm sorry. I'm being rude.
So the love languages I want to talk about.
Plastic doll lovers, I'm sorry.
Because I see the value of them, and I want to make sure our generations are aware of these love languages in order to help make sure relationships stay strong, and you can learn more about yourself along the way as well.
Correct.
So the love languages was invented, I should have pulled that up, by somebody, I would imagine a doctor. You want me to pull it up?
Yeah, go ahead. So, do you remember all five? That way you can
yes,
break them
I
down.
Do.
All right, you can. While you're looking it up, can you look them up and tell everyone all five?
Yes. So, the love languages, I would preface with, this is something that you're not going to utilize when you're first going on dates with somebody. That's too much too soon. You're going to talk about plenty of other things in the meantime. But maybe when you sit down and you both say, okay, we're going to be in a committed relationship, that's when you guys can take the love languages quiz together or separately. And you can learn what your language is. So this means.
So this is something you recommend for people to do.
Highly recommend. If you're in a committed relationship, highly recommend. It's a quiz online. Just look it up. Love Languages Quiz. It's free. You can take it. It's very quick and easy. And you might change over time. So maybe in 20 years from now, it might have changed. Who knows? But we all change.
Crazy too.
Just think about that, right? I know. It's great. But they say that your love language means that's how you receive love. So if you want to be, you know, a partner to somebody and you want to make sure that you're showing them that you care for them, you love them, you're there for them, you want to learn what their love language is so you can provide them those things, whatever it is, to the best. There's five of them, so there's probably a mixture. And that way you know, without having to ask, you know for a fact you're showing them the love. And then vice versa.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be with you, I want to know how you receive love so I can make sure I'm doing those things. Because saying, like, maybe I love getting gifts for people, right? I love to go out. I love to, you know, shop and pick up a fun gift at Target that I found that, you know, got me, you know, swooped in. I love to go out and pick up flowers for somebody, you know, whatever, or give gifts. But if my partner doesn't receive gifts as their love language, then it's moot point at that point, right?
Yeah.
Does that even make sense? Okay. So there's five of them.
Five of them.
The first one, like I said, is gifts.
Gifts.
So gift giving, I guess.
Touch was one.
Physical touch is another one.
So how would you describe physical touch? Just like back rubs,
holding hands, back rubs, hugging, kissing, obviously intimate time, all of those. Absolutely. And that's something that you know that person receives love. I mean, obviously that big one is very obvious. We all feel love that way.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not as deep for somebody else who loves, like, if they receive words of affirmation. Maybe they need to hear things from you like, thank you so much, you know, for being there for me. Like, you're doing so great you know, this week, like, I love watching when you, like, just these words of affirmation and this encouragement to them. Maybe they need to hear these things so they know that they feel love from you. So there's three. So you got physical touch, words of affirmation, gifts. The fourth one, in no particular order, is acts of service.
Okay.
Acts of service. So, like, picking up their dry cleaning, taking the trash out, walking the dogs, picking up something from the grocery store that they needed.
So teamwork.
Well, like, no chores.
No, I know. I'm messing with you.
Stuff like that.
I mean, okay.
Let me do the last one. All right, go ahead. If I can remember. So physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service.
Acts of service.
Gifts. And then...
This is what you did last time. You forgot the last one the last time, too. This is what you did when originally when you brought it up.
Did somebody write it?
No. Nope. Well,
okay, let me look
you
it
look it up. Ugh. I was just going to say, like, I guess, like, the acts of service, but, like, that... I sound stupid for saying this, but, like, acts of service shouldn't...
Quality time.
Yes. How did I forget that? I remember. That's the one we talked about.
That's a big one, right. Okay. Yes. All right. Continue.
So, do you want me to break down how I feel about each one? And maybe
what's... No, because it doesn't matter how I feel about them. It's, I want you to take the quiz and learn about yourself.
I can't take the quiz right now.
No, I know. But I want everyone to take the quiz in their own time and know, okay, this, and they'll be able to read a little bit of, like, a little paragraph about it. But you might, like, when I took the quiz, like, I was...
Can you take it by yourself?
Yeah, by yourself. Yeah, okay. So, like, I had, like, you know, 20% in one, 17 in one, and then the other ones were, like, 10. So I had two that were kind of on the higher end.
What if I'm, like, all 20?
You could be, which is great.
That's crazy.
You know, you don't know, but you don't know until you take it, right?
I just feel like acts of service one for me is just, like, if I'm with somebody, like, I'm doing... everything I can for them, no matter what. Like, no matter what, like, I'm going to, like, how do I word this? It's just teamwork. Like, no one can, like, no one wins alone.
Right, right.
So, like,
teamwork, right. It's teamwork. It's two, like, people, right.
I feel like...
All of these should be done.
Yeah,
right?
Like, it should be done. Like, yes. Taking out the trash, like, yeah, like, just take out the trash if it's full. Like, yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's not an act of service for me. Like,
no,
that's just something
right.
that needs to be done.
It needs to be done, right.
And
of
it's
course.
Just...
But maybe somebody does it more often than not.
Oh, yeah.
But you're still teamworking, which is fine. These are all going to be done in a relationship. But it's just saying, in order for you to know how your partner receives love from you,
yeah,
you know, okay, they love when I do that. When I do take out the trash, they love that. So I'm going to always make it a point. Hey, Haley, I'm going to always make it a point. I know that she loves when I take that out. She knows what I love when I do these things, so I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I know my partner loves physical touch.
So
I'm going to make sure I make it a point, because it might not be on my mind. Might not be physical touch, right? So it might not be in your mind.
Yeah.
But if you know that there is that way, I'm going to make sure I hold their hand more when you're in the car, you know, touch their knee, make sure you give lots of hugs throughout the day, right?
Do you think it's better or worse to be with someone that has the same, love language as you?
Probably easier. If it's both prominent on your mind, it's probably easier. But that doesn't mean you forget about the other stuff. But it's probably
almost
easier, I would think.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm sitting back. I'm trying to, like, honestly, like, I never really dug deep and, like, thought too much of it. Like, I don't know. If I had to rank them, the five for me.
What do you think yours is?
I guess touch would be one.
Would be a high one for you?
Yeah. I think the acts of service, it's high for me, but, like, it's not. You know what I mean?
We've got an example.
Acts of service example. I'm usually the one that plans the meals and grocery stops, and I love it. But my husband does it for me every so often. You're right. Teamwork, but it still does show love. I mean, I agree with that. I don't disagree with that.
Thank you, Jess.
I agree, like, you know, like, showing, doing something that someone always does once in a while. For instance, like, when I lived with a girl I dated, she would, you know, she would make dinner. So, like, yeah, like, either sometimes I'd be like, I'll make it tonight. Like, I get that. Or even, like, all right, like, you don't have to cook. Like, I'll just pick up some sushi or some Chinese food. Like, I got it. Like, I'll take care of dinner tonight, whether I make it or buy it.
Like, thinking ahead for them.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, showing that you thought ahead for them. That means you showed about, thought about them ahead of time. Or you're thinking about them and you're putting in this additional effort to help make sure that they don't have to go out of their way. You're going out of the way for them.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Which is probably high maybe on the side of...
I feel like that's probably the one I give out the most. Like, I'm the act of service king. Like, that's what's got me to where I've gotten to in my life.
That's good. you think ahead for, you know, for your partners. You know what they enjoy. You know what they like. You know what they're going to need done.
This is what gets me in trouble. Like, that is how I show love, but like, I'm like that way with the world. I don't mean to be that way with the world, but like, I love everybody. So like, I was taught to love everybody. So like, I will put my back out there for people until they do me wrong. At least if someone does me dirty, then like, fuck you.
Well, now you're talking about like loyalty.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But yeah, I guess you're right. You're right. All right.
I think
loyalty is for another day.
Yeah. There you go. I think one of my high ones was this one, acts of service.
Yeah.
And for an example, I enjoy like right when things are a little bit more convenient. So there's some mornings I have to get up crazy, crazy early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I came home one night and I was like, crap, I just ran out of gas. And we live 15 minutes from the nearest gas station, unfortunately. And I was like, crap, now I'm going to have to wake up even earlier because I didn't want to do it now at nighttime because I'm already tired. So I'm going to have to wake up even earlier and get out there. My boyfriend was like, oh, he just heard that. Didn't say anything. He goes outside, has a gas tank, and starts filling my gas up outside. Amazing. Like,
that is amazing.
Was, like, just thoughtful, right effort.
That's what a man's supposed to do.
Right. So that's why we're informing everybody out there that's listening. Listen, hey, we're encouraging you to look up these languages, learn about them, find out what yours is, find out what your partner's is, or just be prepared to talk about it while you're dating, you know, in your future.
Most women that are in love with you will do anything for you. The only thing they want to do is love and know that they are loved. Like, that's really all it is.
Well, sometimes love isn't enough, Jordan.
I know.
There's more to it.
I know, but, like, love is all it has to be. Like, if you love someone, you love someone.
It should be that easy, yeah.
It should be that easy. Like, yeah. Love is love. Like, I mean, sure, it takes time to figure that shit out. Like, it's complicated. Like, love hurts. Love, what's the name of the song? Love hurts. I don't know the rest of that, but as long as I hit that key and you knew what I was singing, then we're good. But I guess if I had to go acts of service, I don't know where to put that at because it's tough. For me,
if somebody does stuff for you, does that make you feel loved?
I didn't know how to accept help, so for a while, no. But now it's like, we kind of had this talk. When you told me, when we met up to talk about the podcast, you said, oh, like, this is you managing your life. Like, you got to delegate your tasks, like, to other people. Like,
yes.
I struggle. I try to be Superman 24/7. Right. I try to take on everything. Like, that's just part of being hungry in the game, but...
The grind. Right. We're all on the grind.
So, acts of service, touch... Gifts. I don't like gifts. Gifts is the bottom for me. That's definitely the bottom. Yeah. That's definitely the bottom. I like giving gifts, but I don't like receiving gifts. Mm. Jordan, you're going to make a great husband. Oh, thank you. Thanks. So gifts would be last. So what are the two I'm missing?
Words of affirmation.
That's tough because they matter a lot, but like they don't. Like I don't need you to be, I don't need you to be, I know how I am.
Yeah, you're so confident with who you are and in yourself, and so you don't need to hear that. You know you're good.
Yeah. It just sucks because quality time, as we get older, and that's where I agree with you, where you said things change. Like, I love giving gifts, so gifts are everything. I don't like receiving them, but I love giving them. But, like, things change where, like, as we get older, quality time starts to crawl off the charts.
Yes.
Because it's hard to find quality time with people that you want to spend your time with.
Right.
And, like, quality time with people that you love and, like, a good quality day, like, nothing replaces that. Like, that's literally, like, it's hard because I wish I could put that number one, but I don't even have the quality time I want to have. I'm grinding now to have the quality time I want to have in the future. But I don't even feel like the thing is my schedule. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's just weird. Like,
it's just different from the rest of the world. Where everybody does this 9-to-5 job and weekends off. You, as a DJ, as a trivia host, you work at nighttime every night.
This is the thing, though. I DJ a wedding on a Saturday, 52 Saturdays in a year, probably 26 Saturdays in a year. It's just a grind session. Like January, December, January, February, even a little bit of November. Like I'm kind of, you know. March, April, May, June. Most of my Saturdays are busy. And then the entertainment, like the trivia and bingo, thank God. This is the only good thing that came from COVID. COVID ruined my life, but besides, the only thing it made my life better is, like for instance, you see what time it is? 10:14. I used to start bingo at Marchwood at 8:30 before COVID.
Wow.
I start at 7 now. So I'm usually, tonight I was done at 8:30. But usually I'm done around 8:45. But this is what time I'd be finishing that. Like,
wow.
And I don't even understand how people used to go out this late.
Yeah.
Like, I used to start bingo at Marshall, or at Apps at 8:30. I used to start at PJ's at 8-ish. And I used to not be done till like 10. Like, I'm done, like, at Ron's. When I do trivia at Ron's, I'm done before 8:30. I'm done at, like, 8:15.
Maybe because the audience, the crowds are older, so they want to, you know, get to bed earlier, right? Which is good.
Yes and no. It's just that. COVID changed a lot. Like, a lot of places don't stay as open as they used to.
Because if they don't have the staff.
I guess all of it.
Right. Let's not go down that rabbit hole talking about. Please.
No, COVID really did. So, I mean, I guess if I had to rank them, touch isn't as important as I think it is. I like to be touched, pause. But, like, everybody likes to be touched, hugged, kissed. Like, I'm a fucking high school queen. Like, I like to make out. You know what I mean? Like, I like to kiss. I like to make out. But, like, it's not, like, as important as, like, honestly, I want to say quality time is, like, tops. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I love chilling with, like, a significant other, like, one-on-one. Like,
absolutely.
Even if I'm, like, not with, like, a significant other, like, I like having, like, one-on-one time with, like, connections and, like, vibes and shit like that.
Absolutely. Me too. Yeah.
So, yeah,
That's why we're doing this podcast.
Facts.
We both enjoy the art of conversation.
We do enjoy the art of conversation. Yes. Every single conversation, we do enjoy the art of conversation.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. You too, Jordan. It's exciting.
This was exciting.
Do you want to make any announcements for the future of the podcast right now?
Oh, why? Are you trying to hop on?
No, I meant how you might be starting to do once a month or every so often.
Oh, yeah.
Fun singles.
I can't lie. So, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Someone came up with a good idea the other day, which were kind of my... I've been texting you all my ideas. You know, that someone said I should have once a month, I should do like a Jordan Journal confession.
Ooh, confession.
Yeah. These are my confessions is what I would call it.
Yes. Sure. Represent. All right.
So I'll have to figure out the good cast for that. These are my confessions.
And just rant for an hour?
Kind of. Confess like maybe some sins that I've done in like the whole month.
Why don't... Maybe shorten that to 15 minutes.
Damn.
At the end of a podcast.
All right.
I don't know about an hour.
Even though I am once a month, any guy, any girl out there, I want to have like single bachelor or bachelorettes on the pod. And I kind of want
to... Showcase them.
Showcase them, yes. Not that ABC shit. Like, I kind of want to have someone up here.
What's ABC shit?
ABC, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. That's what channel.
I don't watch that.
Listen, I didn't watch it. I'm not going to lie. This is what fucked me up. I started watching that's it because lazy. They put a black guy on there. That's so fine. I had to watch my brother. I had to represent.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Mike James.
But that's lazy.
But I think that's his name. I forget his name already. But I don't even think that's his name.
So much for representing.
I was upset. A lot of shit happened on that season. But I feel like fuck dating websites.
I disagree.
I'm not a fan of dating websites. I'm more of a fan of like DMing somebody if you think they're good looking.
It's the same thing.
No.
That's using the internet, whether through an app. That's through an app. An Instagram, Facebook, that's an app versus Hinge, Binge, whatever they're called now. Bumble. Sorry.
I've never used one, so I don't know what they're like.
I highly recommend them. I've used them when I was single a few years ago. I had my own journey. I was single for like, I think like 3-ish years.
Yeah.
And I tried, I think, Bumble first for a little bit. Then I did some dating and I was like, okay. Then I stopped and kept doing my own thing. Kept on my own journey of being single. What do I love to do? What do I want to do? Who am I? Who am I as a person? What do I enjoy? What do I want to do? What do I want to be in life? And then I was like, all right, let me try again. I tried again for a little while. But nothing worked out. And I tried. But Hinge is how I found my current boyfriend.
True. Well, Hinge is different. Hinge is a site where
they're all good. They've all modified to be even better and better. I think Hinge came out with even better things to like filter through, and they all kind of probably have followed since then.
So like Hinge works if like say I'm on Hinge, I can only like if I swipe a girl, I have to wait for her to respond to
me. No, you both can't. It's Bumble is the one that only the females start. Hinge, you both can say something.
You can say something if you just like go through their profile and like want to ask them.
You can like, I think you can comment on it, and then if they match with you, then they can like start a messaging. Yeah. I think they're good. They're not, you don't want to stay on there for forever. Obviously, the point is to get on and get off, right?
But I'm ready to make one for a week just after this podcast now, just for fun.
Just for fun and see what it's about.
See what it's about.
But do it as a true adult and truly do this
new dating way, right?
Well, right. It's a lot. It's work. Unfortunately, it is work. Because you're kind of like, I know, you're having like a conversation.
I accepted more work earlier today.
I know. So I would say don't right now for you. You're chilling right now. You're doing you. I don't think you need to worry
Tinder.
About that right
what
now.
What about Tinder?
That's fine, but that's not for you. I think you should just chill.
I mean, I'm chilling. I'm just saying, like, I don't know how these websites work, and it's just like I'm curious. Like, you know what I mean? I'm serious.
You're curious of the unknown, which is good.
Farmers only. What's farmers
oh
only?
Oh my God, Candace, you're out of control. Well, you have to be a farmer, apparently, to be able to
do you that. Have to be, or can you just go
I
in there?
I don't know.
Like, I got a straw hat in here. That shit's right over here, actually. That shit's perfect. Good call, Candace.
He's going on farmers only. There you go. I mean, I live surrounded by Amish people, so you could just join right in. Pretend you're
farmers
Amish.
Only.
Find out what happens.
I almost wore this hat the other day to a 2000s party. That's why it's in here. I was
2000s?
Changed.
How is that 2000s?
I just
Outkast?
Yeah, I had on
is that what you're going with?
I had on a backwards jersey and no one knew I was wearing a
that's
backwards.
That's not 2000s. That's
backwards
90s.
Jerseys?
That's
2000s. That's FABOLOUS. Look 90s. It up.
Hollaback Young.
Yeah, that's 2000. That's 2000.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
That's when we were in middle school and high school. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody loves
it. See? I should have wore it the other day. I only wore this once. I was dying.
I'm not sure I would see that as a 2000s memorabilia, though, however.
I feel like Lord Raiden in this shit.
Did you like 2000s or 90s better?
What,
or 80s?
Music?
What genre? Oh, music, yeah. But that's too hard.
2000s for me. 2000s, you get a little bit of everything. You get a little scram. You get a little taste of Drake. 2000, 2010, you get a little taste of Drake. A little taste of J. Cole. You still get 50, you get Ludacris, you get Nelly, you get still
Trina was still.
You get Jay-Z, you get Trina.
I got to tell somebody about Trina the other day. Holly, that was you. Because I was like, I think she knew who Megan Thee Stallion was. I was like, yeah, but before that, Nicki Minaj. No, before that. When we finally got to Trina, and I played her some songs, she was like,
someone
whoa.
Someone actually played a Trina song. Brittany actually played a Trina song the other day.
That's good stuff.
At Marchwood.
Right, that's fun.
And I was like, what you want me to play? Shut up. Oh, she asked for a Trick Daddy song. That's why.
Oh,
I
there you go.
It.
Yeah, Trick Daddy.
Uh huh. Okay. What's up?
Shut up.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Well, if you had to, I answered mine. What's your arrangements of those in order?
The decades.
No, not the decades. Oh. Before we get close to the end, you never answered me. Go back in time.
Oh, what's
your top five? What were you don't remember your percentages? You just said.
Oh, I think I still have it open.
I'm gonna have to take the test.
I have it right here. Yes. Yeah. So mine was 30% acts of service, and then 20% gifts, receiving gifts. And the rest were kind of all equal and lower. I mean, I was kind of surprised by the gifts. But I mean, I don't know if like nature or nurture has anything to do with this. But my mom was a big like gift giver. She loved to show us love in her way, that way by giving us gifts. So I don't know if maybe I've adapted and that's because that was me growing up. Now I've grown into that. And I love feeling that. And like a gift is a gift, no matter how big or small.
Yeah, a gift is a gift.
I mean, it falls into the typical female thing, you know, wanting flowers and whatever. It falls into that. But
I get great gifts, thoughtful gifts. Which are, to me, one of my friends, Brie, that worked at PJ's, she got me a J. Cole coaster.
Oh,
it's literally
amazing.
That album cover.
Nice. My brother has that, too.
So
David, you have the same poster, I believe.
Oh, shit.
When my boyfriend and I first started dating, I remember I was talking to him about wanting this hat that I saw that had, like, the ponytail up high instead.
Yeah.
Like, the next week in the mail, it's in the mail. He sent it to me. I was like, how
yeah,
sweet.
I mean, that's what the boyfriends
so nice.
Do.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
I mean, everybody likes giving gifts. Everybody, it's hard. Like, I don't know. I don't like, I can't say I don't like receiving gifts. It's just like, I don't know. I'm like weird. I just don't. I'm a Gemini. Geminis are never surprised.
Why?
I heard it in a song, so I went with it.
Ooh, we should do a horoscope podcast. Ooh.
We can. I was supposed to do one with Morgan a while ago. I forgot.
That'd be fun.
I do want to do one. I mean,
we've got lots of ideas. Stay tuned. We'll continue to let you know what's happening. We're going to have lots of fun things to come. If you have any ideas, let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah.
We're very excited. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
I think we're close to time.
This is the 2004 Forest Hill Drive with the lyrics. That is Love Yours. It's a Love Yours poster. It's got all the lyrics to Love Yours.
It's the one where he's sitting on a
all the lyrics are on it. The
step a high. He's sitting up high.
He's on Penn State, sitting on a Nittany Lion. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, brother.
But
go UCF.
Oh.
Boo Penn State.
The only undefeated team that season.
2017 national champs. Woo! Yes.
Oh my god. Actually, now before I go, I'm gonna ask you, did y'all really like, y'all, were you there for the parade? Didn't y'all have a parade?
Of course, at Disney.
I'm not mad at it. Yeah, he's got the same one.
Yeah. Roll hands. Okay, whatever, David, and your Delaware.
Wow. Is there anything else you would like to say about our discussion in the second half? Any final words on love languages or?
Go take the quiz. It's online. It's free.
Where do you take the quiz at?
Probably lovelanguages.com, I would imagine. I did see that he has now, it's also a book, so you can also get the book if you wanted to. If there's any readers out there like me.
I'm trying to read. I got a lot of, I spent $70 that day when I was with you at a fucking.
That's good. At Barnes & Noble. Yeah. Shout out, Barnes & Noble. Journal, a couple don't books. Ever go away, Barnes & Noble. Please stay forever. We lost Borders. We don't need to lose you too.
We're going
to
lose. Amazon's going to take over with the Kindles.
No, I need the physical copy. I do not want to read on a digital. Anyway, there's also the apology languages I saw. Apparently there's 5 apology languages, and I guess people accept apologies in different ways. I don't know. That one's so new to
We got to talk about that one.
I don't know. We should maybe
apology.
Do some research.
No, we will. Apology languages. I like that.
Yeah, that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I'd like to read about it, see what the heck that means, because I don't know.
I don't know what that shit means.
Is it the same thing as like the love language? Is the apology language how I receive an apology?
Yeah.
Or accept an apology?
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Oh!
I had to do it. I just
shout out Justin Bieber.
That's right. Bieber makes good music. I can't hate
absolutely
him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well,
how often do you play Bieber songs at weddings? Side note.
What's the other song on his last album? It wasn't Ghost, but it was Anyone. Anyone One Wedding. That was their last song.
Oh, that's nice.
And you are the only one I'd ever love.
That's a good jam.
No, it is. I forgot about
it. Good
jam. I try to play Love Yourself during like cocktail hour, dinner. It's a good song during dinner, I guess. It's okay. Slower. Sometimes at weddings, when I get my bag.
Do you get like, what do you mean?
Like
jams?
No, not like
Despacito.
Like jam. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. During like dinner and like cocktail hour, when I can get away with playing some like slow music, I'll play Justin Bieber. All That Matters. Oh. You're all that matters to me.
Oh, that's a good one, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
It's a king bed without a queen. Yeah, I play that shit a lot.
I like it. What's the worst like suggestion that someone's given you at a wedding? For a song choice, you're like, I'm not playing this. Why would you ever?
The 80s people, what your mom said. But
what about it? The 80s people.
This
what do you
is
mean, mom.
She said that before you asked, because this is like in you remember in like what's the name of that movie, Scream, when he's like, God, the camera's lagged, and he came out and the guy just cut his neck. That's how lagged we are.
Got it.
But shit, what the hell was I about to say?
Sorry, we lost our topic completely.
I did forget what I was missing.
Requests. Terrible requests.
Oh, my God. In the 80s, yes. No. 80s music is cool. 80s music is great.
It's great. 80s music
but
is great.
But fucking YMCA, I can't.
Oh, God.
Anytime anyone asks me to play that at a wedding, that's exactly what I say. Except I'm even worse. This is me at a wedding. I'm like, yo, what you want to hear? What you want to hear? They're like, can you play YMCA? I'm like, yeah, dog, I got you. They walk away. I'm like, I'm not playing this bullshit. I'm not playing no fucking YMCA.
We're over that.
If I see people on my dance floor doing this shit, I'm out of here,
God,
dog.
Yeah.
Give me a beer. I'm chugging.
And I told you, I can't hear any Bruno Mars anymore at weddings.
Bruno Mars, I don't really play that much Bruno, but he's got good songs. He can't.
Yes, but it's at every wedding.
Nah, I don't play a lot of Bruno.
That's good.
I don't play a lot of the usual shit. I get in my bag.
I appreciate that.
I can't lie. I play Lil Nas X at my weddings.
Fun.
This is what I want. That's what I really
want.
That's
fun.
Because it's a hype song.
Yeah.
Except the first 3 words, but after that, it's cool.
What does he say?
I need a boy that can cuddle with me all night.
Oh, that's fun.
I mean, that's cool. I don't need a boy to cuddle with me all night, so I can't sing that part of the song. You know what I mean?
You can just change it to fit you. That's how you feel.
I know, but I still know the words, and I don't want to think about it.
All right. Well, you're overthinking it, clearly.
I'm not overthinking it. I just need a boy that can cuddle with me. Like I
You know he got his name from Nas, right?
No, I know.
Okay.
Sure. But the song is good.
I don't think anybody listening knows who Nas is, really.
The only decade for music except YMCA. Thank you. That song is terrible. I don't care what anyone says. That song is awful. It's awful. It's god-awful. I'm done.
It was fun back in the day.
Nah, that shit was bullshit.
Like the Macarena.
Macarena is better than fucking YMCA. YMCA is the worst song.
Well, at least the chicken dance is gotten out of our
YMCA is the worst dance. YMCA is worse than the Chicken Dance. Chicken Dance is pretty bad. Chicken Dance is really one of the most annoying songs, too.
I think we've gotten rid of it. I think that's out. All this stuff is out.
I need to eat. Okay. Liz, thank you. Yeah, we're done. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say? Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yes. This is a great... Thank you so much for having me. I was very excited to be here.
I can't wait to do it again. Yes,
in
you can come
future.
On whenever you want. You know what I mean?
Thank you, everybody, for being here, listening to us.
Liz is...
Good night. I'm sure you're going to bed now. Good night.
Liz will be writing some stuff for the pod, so...
Yes.
We'll be working together.
I'm going to be Jamie from Joe Rogan. To anybody that knows that reference.
I guess I got to watch Joe Rogan. She's Jamie from Joe Rogan, so...
Well, he's a master Googler, but he probably helps write some stuff.
I am just the in-act in person.
Yeah, you're the personality.
I know how to talk. So, like, I could bullshit or be real with a lot. It's part of, like, being able to talk and being a Gemini.
Mm.
Awesome conversation. Thank you, Candace. Thank you.
Thanks, Candace.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all know where to find me. The Jordan Rules Podcast on Instagram. DJ J Smooth on IG. DJ J Smooth 00 on IG. And that is also my Twitter name, too. I don't really use Twitter. I scroll through it a little bit, but that's about it. I need to cut up some clips and put them on TikTok. I'll work on that TikTok. I can't even talk
about it.
TikTok. My mouth is full of foam. But after that, I'm done. Anything else you want to say?
Nope. We're good.
All right. Thank you.
Sweet dreams, everybody.
Sweet dreams. Peace to A-Town down. Get up.
Peace
cut off
up,
the camera.
A-Town down.